Hey everyone, thinking about upgrading your sleep situation with the Bare Elite Hybrid?
Sounds familiar.
Well, we're here to break it all down and figure out if it really lives up to the hype. We're diving deep into a super detailed review from Mattress Advisory.
Oh, nice.
Posted just a few days ago, December 27th.
Okay.
So, you know, we've got the latest info.
Great.
Now this mattress is being marketed as like a luxury sleep experience.
Oh, yeah. It's not just like a basic mattress. It's like...
not just a place to crash, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like the whole package.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be great for side sleepers and couples especially.
Oh, interesting.
So the review highlighted pressure relief.
Okay.
Minimal motion transfer and temperature regulation as its biggest strengths.
So it's pretty good so far.
Yeah.
But what's it actually made of?
So it's not just a big slab of memory foam. It's actually a hybrid.
Ah, okay. So what does that mean exactly?
It means it's got memory foam, but it also has coils.
Gotcha. Like a best of both worlds kind of thing.
Exactly. And it's a full 14 inches thick.
Wow.
So they've packed a lot of interesting materials in there.
Okay. Like what? Spill the details.
So first of all, it's got copper-infused memory foam.
Copper. Like the metal.
Yeah. It's becoming a popular thing in mattresses.
Huh. I've never heard of that.
It's actually really cool. Copper is naturally antimicrobial.
Oh, interesting.
So it helps create a cleaner sleep environment.
So like fewer dust mites and allergens.
Exactly.
Huh. I never thought about it that way. So copper for cleaner sleep. Got it.
Yep. Then there's something called dynamic transition foam.
Dynamic transition foam. Okay, you're going to have to break that one down for me.
Yeah, so basically it's this layer of foam that sits between the memory foam and the coils.
Okay.
And it's designed to like contour to your body and distribute weight evenly.
So it helps everything transition smoothly.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't feel like you're sinking in or bottoming out.
Makes sense. Now, what about the coils themselves? What's special about them?
So they use a five-zone coil system.
Five zones? What does that even mean?
It means different areas of the mattress have coils that are firmer or softer, depending on what your body needs.
Oh, that's smart. Targeted support, huh?
Exactly. Like, they have reinforced lumbar support for back and stomach sleepers.
Which is crucial for spinal alignment, right?
Exactly. And they also have reinforced edge coils.
Edge coils?
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. What's the point of those?
Well, for one, it stops you from feeling like you're going to roll off the edge.
Yeah, I hate that feeling.
It also makes the whole mattress surface more usable so you can sleep right up to the edge.
Okay. I can see how that'd be good for couples, especially. More room to spread out.
Exactly. And then there's the optional Cellient cover, which is really interesting.
Yeah, the review mentioned that. Cellient cover. What's the deal with that?
So Cellient fiber can actually convert your body heat into infrared energy.
Infrared energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds crazy.
I'm listening.
But it's clinically proven. And that energy is then reflected back to your body, which can help with things like circulation and muscle recovery.
Wow. So it's like a recovery tool built right into the mattress.
Pretty much.
That's wild.
Plus, on top of that, it helps with temperature regulation.
So you stay cool and comfortable all night.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. I'm sold on the Cellient cover. But let's talk about firmness for a second.
Oh, yeah. That's important.
Because I'm always struggling to find the sweet spot.
Yeah.
Is there like a rule of thumb for figuring out the right firmness level?
Well, the Bare Elite Hybrid has three firmness options. You got soft, medium, and firm.
Okay. That's a good start. But how do I know which one's right for me?
The best way to think about it is based on your sleeping position.
Okay. So like for a side sleeper like me.
Side sleepers usually do best with a softer mattress. It lets your hips and shoulders sink in a bit.
So you don't get pressure points.
Exactly.
That makes sense. What about back sleepers?
Back sleepers usually need something a bit firmer.
Okay.
To keep their spine aligned.
And stomach sleepers.
Stomach sleepers need the firmest option to prevent their hips from sinking too far.
Gotcha. So it really is all about finding the right match for your sleep style.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about the copper, the Cellient, and the coils. Anything else I should know about this mattress's cooling superpowers?
Yes. They've also got this PCM cooling quilted tight top.
PCM?
It stands for phase change material.
Okay, that doesn't really tell me much.
Basically, it's this fabric that absorbs and releases heat as needed.
Okay.
To keep the mattress surface at a consistent temperature.
So, no more waking up in a sweat.
Ideally, no.
That sounds like a dream. Okay, I think I've got a pretty good handle on the mattress itself now, but what about for couples?
Okay, yeah.
Is it actually a good mattress to share?
Well, one of the best things about it for couples is the motion isolation.
Oh, that's always a big one.
Right. Those individually encased coils really minimize the transfer of movement.
So no more getting jolted awake by your partner tossing and turning?
Exactly.
Okay, what else makes it good for couples?
Remember those reinforced edge coils we talked about?
Yeah.
It makes a huge difference for couples. You both get more usable space, and it's more stable, so no one feels like they're going to roll off.
So no more fighting for space in the middle of the night.
Yeah. And the review mentioned that it's got a good balance of bounce.
Bounce.
Yeah, so it's good for, you know, intimacy.
Right. So comfortable and discreet.
Exactly.
Gotcha. But does it come with a dual firmness option?
Unfortunately, not in the traditional sense. But they do offer a split king.
Okay.
So each person can choose their own firmness level.
It's a decent workaround.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to the fine print. What about things like shipping, unboxing, that kind of stuff?
Well, good news first. Shipping is free in the U.S.
All right. Always a good start.
And it comes compressed in a box, which makes it easier to get into your room.
So, like, I'm going to have to wrestle it out of this box.
It's not quite wrestling, but it's a good idea to have a friend help you out just because it is bulky.
Okay, good to know. And what about the off-gassing? You know, that new mattress smell.
Right. Well, because it's CertiPR US certified.
So no harmful chemicals.
Exactly. There might be a slight odor at first, but it should fade pretty quickly.
That's a relief. I'm not a fan of that strong chemical smell.
Yeah, no one is. Okay, let's talk trial period and warranty.
Okay, yeah. Because that's a big deal when you're investing in a mattress.
Exactly. So they offer a 120-night risk-free trial period.
120 nights? That's a pretty long time.
It is. Plenty of time to really get a feel for it. And if you don't love it, returns are free.
Okay, that's reassuring. No buyer's remorse.
And to top it off, it has a lifetime warranty.
Wow. They really stand behind their product.
Mm-hmm.
But all of this must come at a price, right?
Of course.
Okay, lay it on me. How much does the Bear Elite Hybrid cost?
So the twin size starts at $1,665.
Okay, so definitely a splurge.
It is an investment. But the review did say that it's competitively priced for its features.
Okay, fair enough. What about the company itself? Does Bear have a good reputation?
They do. They're known for making high-quality, eco-friendly sleep products.
So they're legit.
Yeah, they've won awards and gotten endorsements from health experts.
All right, well, that's good to know.
Why?
But what if, I'm still not sure if the Bear Elite Hybrid is the one. Are there other mattresses I should be considering?
Definitely. Always good to do your research. The review mentioned a couple of alternatives that might be worth checking out.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
So one option is the Nola Evolution 15.
Okay.
It's another hybrid that's supposed to be really good for side sleepers.
Okay.
And it has some great cooling features, too.
Gotcha. What's the other one?
The other one they highlighted is the Lisa Legend Hybrid.
Okay.
And that one is known for its luxurious feel and excellent lumbar support.
Ooh, fancy.
It's good for back and side sleepers.
So a bit more versatile.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so it seems like I've got some homework to do.
You do. Always good to explore your options.
Right. So, folks, that's it for part one of our deep dive into the Bear Elite Hybrid mattress.
Yeah, we've covered a lot, but we're not done yet.
All right, welcome back to our deep dive into the Bear Elite Hybrid.
Part two.
Part two. We're ready to get into even more details about this mattress.
Yeah, so much to talk about.
And you know, one thing that really stood out to me in that mattress advisory review was just how much emphasis they put on cooling technology.
Yeah.
It seems like every mattress company these days is talking about how cool their mattress sleeps.
It's like a big thing.
Is this like a new thing or have I just not been paying attention?
Well, I think it's definitely become more important as people learn more about sleep.
Right.
And how temperature affects it.
Okay. Yeah.
Because even a small increase in body temperature can really mess with your sleep.
Oh, totally.
You know, you wake up feeling groggy. You don't feel rested.
Yeah. Like if the room's too hot.
Exactly.
I toss and turn all night.
Yeah. So finding a mattress that can regulate temperature, that can make a huge difference.
Okay. So features like, you know, the copper we talked about and the Salient cover.
Exactly.
That PCM, whatever that is.
Right, right. All working together to keep you cool.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
It's like, who knew?
Yeah. Like we'd be sleeping on copper and infrared energy. And,
I know. It's very high tech.
It really is. Like mattresses are getting really advanced.
It's not just like springs anymore.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get back to the Bear Elite Hybrid specifically.
Okay.
And, you know, we talked about motion isolation and edge support.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to dive a little deeper into like
what
it's actually like to sleep on this mattress as a couple.
Yeah. Yeah. The review did talk about the bounce, which is an important factor for a lot of couples.
For sure. bounce, huh?
Yeah. So it's like it has the right amount of responsiveness and support.
So not too bouncy.
Not too bouncy, not too firm.
Right, yeah.
Makes it easier to move around, you know.
Okay. And less noisy too, maybe.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. And the comfort level. Like, is it actually comfortable to cuddle up on this thing?
I mean, the memory foam should contour to your bodies, you know.
Right.
And the coils provide that support, uh-huh. So it should be a pretty good combination.
Sounds comfy.
And don't forget about those cooling features.
Oh, yeah. Important for cuddling.
Definitely. Oh. Don't want to overheat.
Yeah. So it seems like the Barrel Eat Hybrid, it checks a lot of boxes for couples.
It does. Motion isolation, edge support, bounce, comfort, cooling.
Yeah. The whole package.
Pretty much.
Okay. Well, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about some of the more practical details.
All right.
Now, the review mentioned free shipping, which is always a plus.
Always a plus.
But then it talks about how the mattress comes compressed in a box.
Yeah, that's pretty standard these days.
So am I going to have to, like, wrestle this mattress out of a box?
Well, it can be a little bulky.
Okay.
You'll probably want a friend to help you.
Okay. Good to know.
Just we're lifting it onto the bed frame.
Right. Okay, noted.
Okay, good.
Now I have a confession.
Forget it.
I'm really sensitive to smells.
Oh.
Or the new mattress smell. Uh-huh. That can be really strong.
It can be.
Is that could be an issue with the Bear Elite Hybrid?
It's a good question. A lot of people worry about that off-gassing.
Off-gassing? What's that?
Basically, it's when the materials in the mattress release these compounds called VOCs.
VOCs.
Yeah, volatile organic compounds.
That sounds scary.
Some of them can be harmful, but the good thing is the Bear Elite Hybrid uses Certi UR US certified phones.
Right, so they're low VOC.
Exactly. So you might notice a little bit of a smell at first,
okay,
but it should go away pretty quickly.
Okay. Phew. That's good to know.
Yeah, it's a relief. All right, let's talk trial period and warranty.
Okay, yeah. That's a big deal when you're spending this much on a mattress.
Right. So the Bear Elite Hybrid has a 120-night risk-free trial.
120 nights? That's a long time.
It is. It's like 4 months.
Yeah. Plenty of time to decide if you like it.
Definitely. And free returns if you don't.
Okay, so no risk involved, really.
Pretty much. And it also has a lifetime warranty.
Wow. A lifetime warranty.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Pretty much the gold standard.
So they must really believe in their product, huh?
They do, yeah. Okay, now the big question.
The price, right?
Price. How much does all this luxury sleep cost?
Exactly, yeah.
So, when we mentioned before, the twin size starts at $1,665.
Right.
So it is a bit of an investment.
Yeah.
But you're getting a lot for your money.
Yeah, that's true. All those features, the trial period, the warranty.
It's not just a mattress. It's like an investment in your well-being.
Yeah, that's a good point. But let's be real. What if someone is listening to all this?
Yeah.
And they're just not convinced that the Bear Elite Hybrid is right for them.
Uh-huh.
What other options are out there?
Well, the review mentioned a couple of alternatives.
Oh, right.
That might be worth considering.
Yeah, tell me more.
One of them is the Nola Evolution 15.
Okay, the Nola.
Yeah, and that's another hybrid mattress.
Okay.
That's specifically designed for side sleepers.
Oh, interesting.
So kind of similar to the Bear in that way.
Yeah.
It's got some good cooling features, too.
Okay, cool.
And a long trial period and a lifetime warranty.
Gotcha. And what was that other one?
The other one was the Lisa Legend hybrid.
The Lisa Legend, okay.
Yeah, and that one's known for being super luxurious.
Ooh.
And it has really good lumbar support.
Okay.
So it works well for both back and side sleepers.
So it's a little more versatile.
Exactly, yeah. It might not have all the same high-tech cooling features as the Bear.
Okay.
But it's still supposed to sleep pretty cool.
Okay. So it sounds like we've got three really solid options here.
We do.
And they all have their own pros and cons. Mm. It really comes down to personal preference.
It does. Yeah, there's no one best mattress.
Right.
It's all about finding what works best for you.
And that's why it's so important to do your research, right?
Exactly, yeah. Think about your sleep position, your budget, all those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like finding your perfect sleep soulmate.
It is. It's a journey.
All right. Well, that wraps up part two of our deep dive into the Bear Elite Hybrid.
We did it.
We've learned all about its features.
Yeah.
How it stacks up for couples.
Mm-hmm.
And even explored some alternative options.
We did a lot.
All right. Welcome back for the final part of our deep dive.
We made it.
We've explored the Bear Elite Hybrid inside and out.
Yeah.
All its fancy features,
mm-hmm.
How it works for couples. You know,
yeah.
One thing that's really become clear to me through all this
yeah.
is just how personal the whole mattress buying process is.
It really is. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
It's not. Like, back in the day, it was just like firm, medium, or soft.
Yeah. Pick a size and you're good to go.
And you're done. But now there's so much more to think about.
It's true. There are so many factors.
Like, you know what works for a side sleeper?
Yeah.
Might be totally wrong for a back sleeper.
Exactly.
And like, even if you found the perfect mattress 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
your body changes, your preferences change.
Your needs change, yeah.
You might need something totally different now.
Totally. It's like how some people are morning people and some people are night owls.
Right. Everyone's different.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just our bodies that change either.
Oh, yeah.
It's like our whole, like, sleep personality, our mental and emotional states. Like, if you're stressed.
That's a huge factor.
Yeah. Like, I don't care how good your mattress is.
Right.
If you're stressed out, you're not going to sleep well.
Exactly. So it's not just about finding a mattress that's physically comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's about finding one that helps you relax and unwind.
Okay. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. All right. So, big picture.
Yeah.
After all of this, what's your final verdict on the Behr Elite Hybrid?
I mean, based on that mattress advisory review,
mm-hmm.
it seems like a really good choice.
Okay.
They've got a good mix of comfort, support, cooling. It seems durable.
Mm-hmm.
And that lifetime warranty is a big plus.
Yeah, for sure. So would you say it's a safe bet?
I'd say so.
For people who want a premium sleep experience?
Especially for side sleepers, couples, people who tend to sleep hot.
Right.
Seems like a good option.
Okay, that's good to know. But like you said before,
yeah,
always good to do your own research too.
Always.
We have more reviews, look at prices.
Yeah.
Maybe even try it out in person if you can.
That's the best way if you can do it.
Yeah. And even after you pick the perfect mattress.
Yeah.
The journey's not over.
Yeah. Right? It's about building good sleep habits.
You know, like a whole sleep routine.
Exactly. Think about your sleep hygiene, your bedtime routine.
Yeah.
It's all connected.
Right. It's like a whole lifestyle change.
It can be, yeah. It's an investment.
Okay, so before we wrap up this deep dive,
mm-hmm.
I have one last question for you.
Okay.
For everyone listening.
Mm-hmm.
If you could design your absolute dream mattress.
Mm, dream mattress. Okay.
What would it be like?
Well, for me, it would be super comfortable.
Okay.
Obviously. Yeah. But like the perfect balance of soft and supportive.
Okay.
It would adapt to my body temperature.
Okay.
Like automatically. Cool in the summer, warm in the winter.
I like it.
And, you know, maybe a built-in massage feature.
Oh, yes. Massage feature. That's a good one.
Just to top it all off.
Now we're talking. What about you?
Okay, let me think.
What's your dream mattress?
I think mine would be like a giant cozy cloud that just floats me off to sleep.
I love that.
It would block out all the noise and distractions.
Okay.
Maybe even have some aromatherapy built in.
Ooh, a whole sensory experience.
Oh, exactly. Like a little sleep sanctuary.
Yeah, I love it. All right, well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the Behr Elite Hybrid.
Wow, time flies.
It does. We hope you learned something new about this mattress.
Yeah. And about mattresses in general.
And that you feel a little more prepared to find your perfect sleep solution.
Absolutely.
So don't forget to check out that original review from Mattress Advisory.
Yeah, they got all the details.
For all the specs, the prices, everything you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And until next time, happy sleeping.
Sleep well, everyone.